Hi, Tara.
Hey, Alana.
I am so very excited to welcome back our listeners to the weekly catch-up that we do on sports, reality TV, and pop culture. So everyone get ready for X's and O's and Bravo shows.
And everything in between. Welcome to the Reality Playbook.
Welcome to Victory, the Victory Week. I had a lot of texts coming through. It almost felt like an Avengers scene, you know. So shout out to our Eagles. They beat the Chiefs. The score really was 40-6.
Yes, indeed.
I think that Pat and them wanted to save a little bit of face in the history records. And so they kept their starters out there while we had like the second, third strings go in and at least get to touch the field of a Super Bowl, which is really cool. Really, really cool.
It was cool, but part of me, when Kenny Pickett threw an incomplete pass to stop the clock, I'm like, what are we doing?
I was kind of like, that's the one thing I just can't stand about like the end of game sometimes with us. It's like, can't you just try to get the first down?
Or you get to be on the field, which I get, but then just run the ball or kneel the ball, take some time off the clock. Don't throw an incomplete pass that stops the clock.
And like, can we not kick it back? Like, I just want to, when we have the ball and it's the end, couldn't you just like try to get the first down so that we could just keep it there instead of having to kick it back? And then you got, that's like my big beef about how we've ended those type of games, but it's all good. Like, whatever. Pat and them tried to do it. I was really surprised that Xavier Worthy wasn't a target earlier in the game, because he's been like he's been his go-to all season when Hollywood was out and everybody, but I'm very happy he went to go Texas, but very happy he was later than earlier.
Right?
Boy's fast.
I was surprised by some of Casey's play calling, but I wasn't complaining.
No. It felt conservative for sure. But I also, it was so funny because poor Pat, like he just couldn't like breathe without Josh Sweat taking him out, or like they didn't even blitz. They said that they didn't even blitz.
They didn't. They only sent four people.
Yeah,
but I was surprised they didn't try to run the ball more. Like,
they
because
couldn't.
He didn't have any time to throw the ball either. It's just.
But even when they tried to run the ball, Kareem Hunt just got gobbled up. There's a couple of ones that they might have gone for like 7 yards or 8 yards, but.
Yeah.
They, I mean, that front, they came to work today, you know. Definitely came to work. Shout out to BG. We know that Brandon Graham, that he said that this was his last game. What a way to go out.
Yes.
I kind of think about Kelsey sometimes. I'm like, I wonder if Jason, if he actually stayed another season, like he would have been able to enjoy that. But, you know, I think he's clearly having a great year last year. In his retirement, you know,
but
so
I think
popular.
I'm sure there's some internal conflict, just like he's conflicted on who, you know, who to root for and who to be sad for.
Yeah. And I mean, look, they've gotten enough trophies. Like, come on, Kansas City. Like, you know, you've gotten a lot enough.
And we're definitely gonna talk about the game and the whole Super Bowl experience, but y'all Swifties need to fall back. Like,
What
this is
happened
leaving
with
your
this?
sport. So New Heights posted congratulatory, like congratulating the Eagles on winning the Super Bowl, and the Swifties went nuts. Now they took down the congratulatory message. Now Jason tweeted that it wasn't because of like anything other than he felt there were too many pictures of him on the post, like with his teammates, and he said it shouldn't be about me, like I'm not on that team. But a lot of people feel like the Swifties were coming for the post so bad that they pulled it down. They also, CJ Gardner Johnson, my Gator, who's been, I guess it's all about perspective, troublemaker, trash talker, what have you, or some of us find him endearing. But he tweeted that Travis should have stuck with the thick, and then he kind of bleeped it out, but you could tell
Oh,
he meant
yes, I
sister.
saw that. Yeah.
And
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, he had made reference to.
Oh, can everybody fall back and be mature and, like, you know,
Yeah.
I just, Yeah.
Yeah, he messy, so we'll just leave that there.
And also, Taylor, first I want to correct the person that's currently in the White House tweeting that his followers were booing Taylor Swift. That was incorrect. Eagles fans were booing Taylor Swift. Nothing personal about Taylor Swift as a person, but she was raised in this area and was now rooting for the Chiefs. This was sports fans booing someone that
That's
was
what I
rooting
thought
for
it
the other
was.
team. Any other day, I'm sure most of the people in the crowd, especially with, little girls, have probably purchased Taylor Swift tickets, albums, or what have
Right.
you. Right? Please miss me with the MAGA stuff.
He always makes things about him, but it
Yeah.
wasn't about him. It
And
was
I don't
about
even want to
that.
give him the time of or a day.
Right. But I thought the booing, when they talked about the booing on TV, they were like, oh, it's the Eagles booing, the Eagle fans are booing Taylor. That's what I
Right,
initially
and that was
was
right. And
said.
then he came out with a tweet.
Whatever.
Also, what I've noticed, some people were wondering if there was fake crowd noise to make it sound like there was a large applause for He Who Shall Not Be Named. I didn't hear the TV broadcast. I will say I was in the Eagle section. We were definitely booing and using colorful Philadelphia language, but there
Oh.
were significant cheers for him, but it seemed to be coming from the people wearing red. I'm sure not all the people wearing red were doing it, but do with that what you will. And I'm sure not all the people wearing green were booing him,
Right, exactly.
but when you heard it, it sounded like on one side of the stadium definitely did not want the person in the building, and another side of the stadium sounded like they were cheering,
I
which I
think the
guess
other part
is
of it
also
is.
indicative of how this country votes.
But also, yeah, also I heard part of it is that, like he, I didn't hear about that part in terms of like them, recognizing, but I think part of it is just that he had picked the Chiefs as to win. So if any Eagles fans heard him, pick that, I mean, I think that might have also encouraged the booing.
And of
Anybody
course,
not
he
for
would have
the
never
Eagles.
rooted for the team that he disinvited from the White House to begin with in
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
2018, 2018, 2019, 2018.
So let's jump into this Super Bowl, because
Okie
it was but right before the game, I had a prayer. I did the same prayer I did for NFC Championship game, which was everybody is safe, no bad injuries, no gruesome
dokie.
injuries, nothing bad in terms of injuries. However, let the Eagles win. Like, let the Eagles get to that potential, show it. And then I literally said, I want them to dominate. And I was like, it would be kind of nice to see a backup in there, because they are so up that they don't even, Jalen's not going to finish the game in a good, positive way. And so I feel like the Lord had heard my prayer. I'm not saying it's because of that. I'm just saying I feel like they all showed up for the moment, and they were ready to go, holding the Chiefs scoreless until the end of the third quarter.
I too said my prayers.
Okay.
But the other thing that struck me was how confident I feel like Eagles fans, current players, former players, usually we're pessimists or superstitious. You don't want to say your thoughts out loud, but people seemed very confident from the moment we got to the airport. First of all, it was cool to see so many people that we went to Brazil with also going to a Super Bowl. It just also means there's a whole lot of broke Eagles fans, but
Maybe not. Y'all are going to Brazil, to New
there
Orleans.
were a
If you guys haven't picked it
significant
up,
number of us
Sarah
that
was in the building for this
both trips, but everyone
legendary
just
win.
seemed like we got this.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I'll tell you about the whole experience, which was crazy, but yes, it was wonderful to kind of be in a. I was like, is this how Patriots and Chiefs fans have felt like?
Wow, that I know, right? It's like, wait, is this the feeling of just having the utter confidence of knowing that your team's going to show up and show out and do what they need to do?
Yeah.
That is a good feeling. I did want to ask you if there was a point in the season, now that the season's over, was there a point in the season where you said, you know what, I think they're going to make it to the Super Bowl? Like, I'm confident that that's going to happen.
So for me though, I was always looking at the Lions. I just was like, we're gonna have to go to Detroit.
Right.
to beat the Lions. And I thought, even as they started to kind of fall apart just due to injury, they seemed to still be able to win, you know? So when they lost, when the Lions lost, and so I guess it's I'm pretty late into the season when I realized we were hosting the NFC Championship game, like, huh, maybe I should have booked a hotel
I guess. Yeah,
or when it was cheaper.
you were in the whole mess of things. I think I around November is usually when I think about it. I'm like, do I think this team's gonna go? And usually, like, this happened when in the first in the not the yeah, it actually happened in the Super Bowl that we had that we won. I was kind of like, should I just go and buy my tickets now? This was November. Should I buy my
Okay.
tickets now? I said the same thing 2 years ago. I was like, should I go buy my tickets now just so I don't, like it won't balloon up. And around November is usually kind of when I'm like, I think that this might happen. And but I would never have thought. I was actually very nervous about the game because I was like, I hope we don't get off to a slow start. I hope it's not really that close, like in the beginning. I'm like, I just want our team to show up and show out. And boy, did they boy, did they do that.
Now, I'll say when we, so back to 2004, when we got T.O., my dad and I booked our flight and hotel in October of that season. And so even though I think this team is probably one of the greatest Eagles teams I've ever seen, I never felt as confident as I, back then, I knew we were going to the Super Bowl.
We were, yep.
So that we booked, so all we were waiting on was Super Bowl tickets, but we booked that trip in October, and so it was much more reasonable. We had enough money just to put towards the Super Bowl tickets, but I wasn't that confident this year. But the difference is, once it was time to go to the Super Bowl, what scared me was the confidence that I had inside myself that I didn't want to let out.
Right. You don't want to be disappointed.
And it wasn't even about Saquon. It was our defense. It was the defense
That
that I
made you
felt
feel confident.
that made me feel confident.
Yes.
Even as I watched them, as everybody's been saying, take belt to ass, I was just
Oh.
like, is this nuts?
Look, they were hungry, baby. That they said, hungry dog, I eat off the floor. That's how hungry
Sack,
I
sack,
am.
pick six. Come on
What?
now.
I mean, the rookie gets a gets interception and gets his touchdown. I mean, it was just every Zach Bond. Go ahead, boo. You was back in New Orleans,
And
and
I know you are
clearly,
very selective of the social media that you use,
yeah.
but when the Eagles went to the Laker game, the Sixers playing the Lakers, LeBron came and dapped up AJ Devontae Slay and skipped over Coop. I can understand it because he looks like a teenager
He
on
does.
this, but for Eagles fans, we know who that person is. And someone made a comment on Twitter that they hoped that Coop got a pick six in the Super Bowl and then LeBron would know who he was. And
Oh,
OMG.
that's so
OMG.
funny. Oh, wow. That is so crazy.
On his birthday.
Yeah. Do you want to jump in here? Because I got so much to talk about that first half specifically.
Sure. So I was concerned. So we come out, we score, right? So, well, I think for the first two series, for the first series for each team, nobody scores. Eagles score, and the defense gets Casey off the field again, and Jalen throws that early interception. I have to admit, I was like, oh no. Because as we got closer to the end zone, that's where we were sitting. I was trying to push out of my head, Jalen, don't throw an interception. He did, and I was like, here we go. But when the defense was able to get Casey off the field without scoring, I was like, okay, we're going to be able to overcome, and he's not going to make that mistake again. And
It
then
sure didn't.
he played flawless ball after that. When he threw that interception, what were your thoughts?
I wasn't concerned about him because he fumbled the ball the first in his first Super Bowl, And he was able and fumbled it, I think, and then I think they returned it for a touchdown. And so in my mind, I was like, okay, so he's already had a turnover that was a significant score in the Super Bowl. This is like oh, okay, it wasn't as bad as his. So it's like it's old. I don't want to call it old hat, but it's like I've been there before. It's not gonna make me, jittery or like nervous. I think Mahomes started getting nervous, and that's what caused the second interception. But I mean, I just was like, okay, he made that mistake. He's made a mistake in prior Super Bowls that were even bigger than that. So I'm like, I'm sure he'll get it together, and I'm happy that he did, because that was like, it was a rush throw, and it was like you didn't need to do that. But I didn't care. I wasn't concerned just because I knew that he had already made big mistakes in the first Super Bowl, so it's not the first time he's making the mistake. But even when he made the big mistake, he came back and they scored a touchdown the next, on the next drive after he had fumbled the ball. So I was like, okay, so he still has like a mental fortitude to be able to move forward. So that's where I was.
Let me go back a little bit into the game. When he threw that pass to AJ and they threw the flag
Well,
for
BS.
offense pass interference. Did you think at that, here we go with the refs? Because
Yes.
I lost it. I
Yes.
lost my mind. I think a lot of Eagles fans, it was funny watching Chiefs fans watch us because immediately Eagles fans went straight Philly. You
Yeah.
heard so much fast, so many
Yes.
foul words and everything. And Chiefs fans are clutching their pearls. I'm like, what are y'all doing in your stadium? But Eagles fans immediately went, they
That's
cheat
exactly
already.
it.
They're gonna
Yep.
cheat us
It
the
was a beautiful
game.
throw. Even on like Tom Brady was like, really? Really? That's what we're calling? Just let him play. And he's like, what? And they're like, oh, because he touched his helmet. That's why. That was the explanation. But even Terry McCollum was like, this is not at that level. So they made it up with the Dallas Goedert call.
Yes.
So then you're like, okay. But let me tell you, all of us were yelling and screaming. I mean, literally, my text messages, I was like, yep, here we go. Here's the start of it. Beautiful pass, though. He should have been able to keep that. I mean, beautiful, beautiful catch. AJ was doing his acrobatics the best he could,
But like you said, like everybody has been saying, the defense, it was amazing. It was almost like we had an extra man on the field.
That O-line just his O Pat Mahomes' O-line just kind of continued just to collapse. They couldn't do anything. Literally, they hiked the ball. Josh Sweat was right there, or Milton Williams, or our boy Carter. Like, it was just like constant pressure, and that O-line just folded on Pat.
It was reminiscent of when the Chiefs lost to the Buccaneers,
So
right?
that's actually what they brought up at the towards the end of the game.
Except Patrick played a better game then. Like, we
Yeah.
all were like, oh my God, he still should have gotten MVP because he still was able to play with this horrible offensive line. But he
No
couldn't
excuses
perform.
with the offensive line, right?
Yeah, he couldn't perform.
And then Brady was like, he was like, yeah, this reminds me of like when we played them.
Okay. I need to go back and watch the
Didn't
Tom
happen
Brady.
until late, like
Okay.
later. It did, like, they there's a lot of like jabs at Brady when he does Eagles games, especially when Nick Foles shows up. But he did, he did say it in a way, and I was like, oh wow, that's like really direct, that like when we beat them, with the Bucks, we did blah 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 blah, and then and so there was definitely a similarity on the Bucks game. And then Gronk actually blatantly said, yeah, when we beat them during the like post game analysis, when we beat them, da 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 da, but they did. They won.
It's so funny. Sometimes I forget that Gronk was on the Bucks too. I'm like, wait, what? Like, yep,
For
that's
real.
right.
Yeah, that is his that they are bros for show. It's
How about our boy Jake Elliott coming through the clutch?
they
We were all
four
stressed
for
out. I was
four.
about to light a candle for my kicker.
16th. 16 points, Jake. Did he come? He came, and he was ready. There was one field goal that went a little to the right,
I think it was
but
the first
everything
one,
else
right?
was
Was it the
it
first
was
field goal
I
or the
think it
first
was
extra point?
So
Something.
they had like a false start, I think, on one of them. And
Yes.
then so the second time he had to kick, I think it went to the
Okay.
right, but everything else was dead center. I was like, you know what, Jake? Thank you for showing up, showing out. 16 points, 4 for 4. Amazing.
Did you think, so I thought even though halftime it's 24 to nothing, I did think the Chiefs were going to make adjustments in that locker room
Absolutely.
and come out, but like
Absolutely.
looking at the, so yes, the Eagles man for man with the exception of quarterback more talented, even though I love my Jalen, but Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes, right? So, but people are saying that the Eagles had the more talented team overall,
But
but the
Jalen
coaching.
outperformed Pat in the first Super Bowl.
Oh,
They outperformed the second.
I
So,
know,
like, I
but
want
they were
to
also
stop them.
saying, but my point is with the coaching, it seemed like the coaching was going to be the advantage of the
Right.
Chiefs, right?
Absolutely.
And I was amazed that Spags didn't seem to adjust. Like,
Look.
I was surprised. I thought we were going to see a different Chiefs team
Yeah.
because I can't remember who were they up 28. They were down 28 to somebody in the playoffs years ago, like in the beginning of their kind of dynasty. I forget. I just remember leaving the house because that was when we were still rooting for the Chiefs. We were rooting for Andy. And I left the house like, oh my God, I went to the drugstore. And then that was like what made it turn. I came back and then they won the game. So I just thought 24 points, yeah, it sounds like a lot, but it's really not a lot. And they're going to come out. And they did not. I don't know whether they didn't make adjustments or we were prepared for those adjustments and our adjustments were just that much better. That makes sense.
Wholeheartedly agree. They didn't have an answer to the pressures, and I think even though, he Mahomes started kind of going like leaving the pocket, getting on the run, extending plays. I mean, you've got Brandon Graham coming at you full
Yeah, because it
speed
wasn't
for
so much
him.
extending plays as running for his life.
He was running for his life for sure. And part of the issue in the first half was like Kansas City, they couldn't catch a ball. Like they just. There were drops. Like there was a wide open one to DeAndre Hopkins. He just dropped
Yes.
it. So I don't know if it's like what happened, if they all were hanging out the night before or whatever, but they didn't look very focused in the first half. And I thought, hey, you know what? They're gonna come back and they're gonna inch in here, And I mean, the Eagles shut them down. It looked like they were kind of going and advancing, and then the Eagles shut that down, and then we came back on the field. I do want to make note that one, Philly, the box score, 7 and 17, first quarter, second quarter, same score from the first Super Bowl. So I was like, wow, we scored 24 points in the first half of the first Super Bowl, and now we're doing that again. I'm like, hopefully we can keep do differently on this the second half of the game. But then with Kansas City, zip, 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 zip. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. I also think Spags, I think they over indexed or overcorrected for Saquon.
Okay.
And because they were so focused on Saquon, because everybody in sports media world thinks that Jalen can't throw a ball and that we're
Right.
one dimensional, that only Saquon is the saving grace of this entire team. Everyone was duped because we got Dallas Goedert over here. We got, our boy AJ. Devontae, like we have weapons that can still make plays. That's what I just don't. And then I'm like, in an O-line, the O-line's not just there for Saquon. The O-line is there for the quarterback.
Yeah.
And they were giving him ample plenty of time for a play to develop. So that's what kind of bugs me a bit, but it's okay because now y'all have to sit. Philly put on a dominant performance on both sides of the ball. So you can't deny them anymore. You're not going to deny my quarterback either anymore. But I think part of it was that Spags, they were so focused on stopping Saquon that they did not really take into account everybody else that's around. And, AJ was, I mean, Jalen was exploiting the coverage that AJ was getting. Didn't care if it was a Pro Bowler, McDuffie. He was like, I'm throwing it over there because I know that AJ's going to get it. He's bigger. He's more,
There were so many amazing catches to choose from, like Saquon catching the ball on his back.
That was
But
dope.
if I've watched it once, I've watched it
Yes.
25 times, that pass to Devontae,
I'm so
the
happy for
touchdown.
him.
That was a beautiful pass. It just, and it, And it lasted forever. Usually when balls are hanging that long, it doesn't end well, but
Right. It came
it
around
was
right.
beautiful. It was a
And
dot,
that's their
as they would say.
thing. That is their play. They've been doing
Yeah.
that since college. How amazing. Devontae's a Heisman Trophy winner, national champion, and now he's a Super Bowl champ. I'm so happy for him.
But the last time he played in that building, he was in tears, sad tears, because he had lost the high school state championship game.
Oh, okay.
So he had he got rid of that ghost.
Yeah, because they all showed up. They all showed up and showed out for sure. But yeah, I thought that I was happy that AJ got his touchdown. I was ha happy that Vontae got his. I actually did think that that Saquon was actually going to get, like, he was going to run it in. But yeah, the opportunities just didn't exist for him, unfortunately.
And
But
I know the
again,
tush push is for Jalen, but when they were down, I was like, give it to Saquon. He could get it in.
yeah. The problem with the tush push, like the mechanics of it, is that it's like all about timing.
Yeah.
It's a timing thing. He's trying to catch the defense so that they're off, that they don't know when it's actually going to happen. But two, it's also about getting that damn ball. And so many, I mean, we've seen it a couple of times where they've dropped the ball on the handoff and you're like, oh crap. Like, you
Oh,
know.
if Saquon had scored, I wasn't calling for the tush push for him, just a different play to get Saquon in
Oh,
the
you were
end
gonna
zone.
like you want to give it to him.
Yeah.
Saquon was really trying hard to get going. I mean, he did end up getting the yardage to be like to have like the record in the playoffs, I believe
Yes.
now. But yeah, he couldn't. They weren't letting him go nowhere. I mean, there's a couple of runs he had a little bit, but they tripped him up every step of the way.
And it made, I mean, that made sense. They just didn't account for Jalen Hurts having an MVP game. It would
Also,
make sense to
Jalen
try to
also ran
stop
too, right?
Saquon.
Jalen was
Yeah.
running down the field himself. I just don't understand. Like, why do you, like, I just don't understand this because, and you gotta explain it to me because I watch other teams and their quarterbacks are not nearly athletic as Jalen is. How, and they, but the quarterbacks, they've got receivers, they've got backs, they'll give the ball to the backs, they'll give, you know, throw the ball to the receiver. But it just seemed like everyone's like, oh, you shut down Saquon, you shut down this entire team. And I'm like, when that's not it, they're like, oh, just load the box and that's it. And I'm just like, why do people think that the Eagles are that one-dimensional that they couldn't, you know, hit AJ and hit other people? I'm so confused that we would let Matt, we don't say that about Matt Stafford, right? Or Jared Goff, but we always gonna say that about Jalen.
Well, I wonder. Well, first of all, national media,
Right, we don't,
Philadelphia's
yeah.
never gonna get the
They all
credit
had to eat
deserve, right?
crow. I didn't get to watch them eat crow personally, but I know that it happened.
But I do feel like when it comes to Jalen, people are still focused on the beginning of the season and crediting Saquon for once the season turned around, right? So that's why they felt like if the only way to stop the Eagles, the one to stop the Eagles is to stop their run game, because they didn't have faith in our quarterback. Everybody's saying he's average, or
Yeah.
he's the giving praise to the Eagles and then saying their weakest position is at QB.
Yeah. And I never felt that way.
Yeah, you
I thought it was
didn't.
the play calling,
Yeah.
personally. I thought the play calling was atrocious, in the beginning. And then once those duties were given up, things also, I guess I never watched it in a way to say that I thought everything was hanging on Saquon. But I guess now that you say that people are crediting Saquon with the turnaround. I guess I can understand like why people favor him, but I never thought about it that way. But maybe again, because I love my quarterback, I never saw it that way.
And I give you more credit because to you are definitely have always definitely been in his corner even more than me. Because my concerns were, I love my quarterback, he's my quarterback, but is it that he can't? I never questioned his intelligence in terms of reading defenses. I was talking about physically. Can he not see down the field, like what is going on? You always had more faith in him than I did. Not to say I didn't have any, but that was my concern. Because I was seeing, like, he didn't see that he was open, or he, what are we doing? Why are you holding the ball too long? but none of that came into play. There was not one time when I was screaming, "Jalen, get rid of the ball," on Sunday night.
And the other part of it is that I just really don't think people gave the Eagles, like, it's like we always ex we anticipate we expect the excellence that we've seen over the last few years, but they had two like brand new coordinators come in. Thank God they were able to turn around with them, because Vic is like the heaven sent coordinator we've needed like for a while. But they never gave like the team a time to kind of play together and adjust with Kellen Moore as the OC and preparing for all of that. And I just didn't think that was very fair to do. But I think it also says like when Jalen went to Nick and was like, no, we need to think about this differently. And things changed. They all had a conversation, and he gave up his ego for, Saquon to get more touches and run a lot of the explosive plays, especially through him, and utilize that O-line. But I don't know. I just felt like it was people acted as if we had the same coordinators that we've had since, the 2000, like the Super Bowl a couple years ago. It's just we've had literally he's had three different coordinators in the last 3 seasons.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's very fair to have like come at him like that, especially given that Brian Johnson was someone he was very close to for many years. So, but yeah, I also listen to his press conferences, and sometimes he gives you a little bit of something, and so you're like, okay, I see. You thought it was this way, but it didn't pan out that way, and that's just it, all logic would have said that way, and it didn't do that. But I'm really happy for him. I'm happy that he got the MVP. He smiled, and I think all of our hearts just lifted. But anyway,
That
I know we're
Disney
in like
World
the first half.
commercial.
I love the commercial, by the way. I was like, that is a big middle finger to everybody. And I'm like, I love that commercial. So Philly's up, come out of the half. All of us are like, yeah, they're going to make the adjustments. Kansas City, they're a well-coached team. They'll be fine, right? Like they'll probably come out like focused, determined. And then they did not get to score. They didn't score until what it looks like 3 minutes, almost 3 minutes left in the third quarter. We had actually gotten, I mean, it was 40 to I'm sorry, it was 34 to zip. And I'm sorry, it wasn't that. It was 43 seconds left in the quarter when they scored. So it was 34-6, but I mean, we already had that explosive Devontae play ahead of time. I mean, it was a dagger. That third quarter, Devontae long pass, I mean, it was a dagger.
So at this point, I turn into a nerd, right? Because I started doing math with the clock. I'm like, okay, when they run out of their timeouts, every set of downs gives you 2 minutes and 40 seconds. I was like, how many times is 2 minutes and 40 seconds going to 15 minutes? How many times do they need the ball?
Right now,
A lot.
Tara looks like that meme with all the numbers and stuff like that around her.
I was like, at what point, what am I going to be able to relax? But it was funny. So then, and then we scored two, we get two additional field goals, and then they score a touchdown with like 3 minutes left. And I was like, okay, I got to recalibrate my math just in case they get the
Yeah.
onside kick. But it just was funny at how soon in the game, or how early in the fourth quarter Eagles fans were ready to relax. How early Chiefs fans were leaving the stadium.
Wow. I mean, that's a deficit. 34, you walk into the fourth quarter and it's 34-6. That means you got what, at least 28 points that you need to get to tie.
But that Philly pessimism was still in me, or that Philly fear of like, oh my God, don't let it be the
Don't
greatest
let
moment
them
of
in.
all
Don't let them
time.
in. Yeah.
And I'm
I was
embarrassed.
worried. I definitely was worried that, not worried, but I was like, please God, just like let's finish this out. Like, let's finish this game. And honestly, the only reason why Kansas City scored twice was literally because the backups were in and they took advantage of that so that they wouldn't look as bad on this on there. But the majority of that game, all the way down to 3 minutes, was 40-6.
Yeah. I'm still
That was
I'm
a dominating performance.
it was. And I've said to folks that when we were the Minnesota Super Bowl, I was so desperate. I so desperately wanted that team to win that I didn't enjoy the experience. I just was so scared. Like, I think I've told you, even after the ball hit the ground with zeros on the clock, I still was staring at the ground like, did Gronk catch it? Like, it could have gone into overtime. But I told myself if I ever had an opportunity again, I was going to enjoy every moment, just be present in the moment. And I was, but the birds made it possible. Like, you could truly enjoy. There was a Lions fan sitting next to me because he couldn't get his money back. He had bought his package because he thought his team was going to
Praise
be in the
them.
Super
Hey,
Bowl.
I mean,
And
it's
he
still
was
a good
rooting for the
game,
Eagles.
as he should.
And it was just enjoyable to, by the time we scored our third touchdown, he was like, I got the song down. And he was singing Fly, Eagles, Fly with us.
We have the best song, by the way.
We do, we
I
do.
haven't heard anybody have a really good song. I was singing along with y'all in the stadium. Like sometimes we could hear it in the
You
background as
could? Okay.
so I started singing along when I could because I do miss the bar for those reasons, like being
Yeah.
able to sing with everybody as well as the game. Like I love being in the link singing, Fly Eagles Fly.
There were, t I mean, it was green all over New Orleans, and people from New Orleans, like the Uber drivers we met, the waitresses, like everybody was like, we rooting for y'all. And
Right?
it definitely, I feel like the Eagles are definitely a culture, and
We are
people were
culture.
rooting for us. Like they were over Kansas City. They were rooting for us. I will say the ladies, they love my quarterback. So they
We
were
all
like,
love our we all love this.
our 90s fine quarterback.
And like gorgeous fiance, love like the embrace that he had with his father and his father's in his ear. I mean, that whole thing was emotional at the end. And I was like, is Jalen gonna cry on for us? But he didn't let it go. But you could tell he was emotional, like he was like trying to keep it together.
Yeah, but my quarterback's part robot.
He is like a little Tom Brady-ish. There was a commercial with Tom Brady getting batteries.
I missed it. I missed all the Super Bowl commercials.
I don't think all of them, I've clearly you can go to YouTube and watch the rest of them, but it wasn't, I wouldn't say like you missed like significant ones, I
Okay.
would say. Let me say it that way. I will say that I am excited that the Thunderbolts, I think they're called the Avengers, but like the anti-Avengers,
Okay,
they
that
got their
commercial was
movie that yeah, their movie comes out in May. I really like
okay.
it. It's with what's his name? The fake Captain America who went
Okay,
and then
yeah.
you got Scarlett Johansson, her her younger sister,
Yes.
she's in it. And I know everybody,
And the
whoever's
guy that's
listening
like
is
her
probably like,
father.
oh, the Winter Soldier. Yeah, the father's in there, the Winter Soldier's
Okay.
there. I'm excited about that movie. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus, which is she's like one of my favorites.
Yeah. Okay, so that comes
She's
out
always
in
in on the
May.
joke.
And
It comes
Mission
out in May.
Impossible comes out in May too, right? I know I didn't
Yeah,
see the
Mission
show.
Impossible had theirs. They had their commercial. Harrison Ford had a funny commercial where, like, not funny, but he was like talking to the camera, and he's making he had freedom and da 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 da, and he's representing, I guess. Let's say it was like Chevy or something. It wasn't Ford, but at the end of the commercial, oh, it was Jeep, actually. He goes, this is the best car that I've ever had, and you know what, my last name is, it was cute. I was like, okay, Harrison, but yeah, him. There were some funny ones that I thought there were some good ones, but again, I nothing that you remember back in the day. It was like the Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah.
It is. I don't know.
Did you see this wasn't a Super Bowl commercial? It came out I think it came out before we even left town that Nick Foles and Tom Brady did a commercial together.
I did not see that.
I don't even know what it's for because I
You're
can't
just looking
remember.
like what?
But it's so Tom Brady, so it's like a little kid talking to Tom Brady like through Zoom,
Yeah.
and Brady's giving him football tips. And the kid says something like, well, my uncle said, it's like Brady was saying, it takes hard work and luck or whatever to win or whatever. And the kid says, but my uncle says what's most important is to catch the ball or whatever. And his uncle is Nick Foles. And I'm like, is that Nick Foles? And it's like,
To
yeah,
catch the
catch
ball.
the ball. I can't remember. I'm doing the commercial a disservice because I was so amped up to see it, but you have to Google it. It's hilarious.
I
That's
will.
hilarious that it's not for some product that I would remember.
Right? That's a good one though. I
Yeah.
also like there's there were Nick did tweet out that it seems like Brady is
The
the
good luck
special,
charm.
the good luck charm for us. And I mean, look, he was there. So,
And
but
even
also,
though
did
it
you know?
wasn't.
I'm sorry. Did you know that when Brian Dawkins got the Hall of Fame, they announced him during NFL honors that Eagles won that game, that Super Bowl, and Eric Allen, he got announced, and Eagles won this. So I feel like we just need to make sure we get some contenders in there, our Super Bowls. Clearly, when a legend goes in to the Hall of Fame, our guys are ready. They're probably like, yes, we can't, don't let them down. No, I'm just joking. But it's like now we're like, this is the ESPN statistic. Now we're 2 for 0 when the Eagles have a Hall of Famer go into that's announced before they have a Super Bowl. It's like one of those ESPN stats.
I did. I met Eric Allen in the hallway at
Did
the.
you? Was he lovely?
Now
He
I
was
will tell.
lovely.
Now I will tell you what about my favorite celebrity sighting. So I'm walking through the concourse, and the first person I see is Jared Allen because he's like
Cool.
enormous, right?
Yeah.
And so people are just waving at him, and then behind him is Eric Allen, but he has been dwarfed by Jared Allen.
Yes.
So now, as like it's almost like we were passing each other, and I looked, and I was like, "Hey, Eric." How
You
you
know
doing?
him on a
Oh
first
my
name
God.
basis, huh?
But they were pushing him through because I was like, I couldn't even get my phone out to take a picture.
That's so
I
funny.
saw him. I saw Jared Allen. Before the game started, I'm outside of the stadium and they had all of these like activation sites going on, all these things going on. And I saw my favorite Eagle of all time. Can you guess who my favorite Eagle of all time is? Ever, ever, ever.
I'm trying to. It's coming to me. It's our the quarterback. Why can't I remember Randall Cunningham? In my head, it was like Cartwright. I was like, it's not Cartwright. Come on, like, come on. You know this. Yeah, good.
You know, every time you're at an
Or
event like this,
Carmichael.
if
I'm
you
sorry.
see somebody that's unusually tall, you're like, who is that somebody?
Yeah.
And so I look and I was like,
That's Randall Cunningham.
hey, Randall. And he said, hey, sweetheart. And I turned into 12-year-old Tara. And I was like, you're the quarterback of my childhood. And he was like, oh, thanks, sweetheart. It gave me like one of them side hugs.
Oh,
Girl, I was
you smell good.
12. I was 12.
You smell good. Hopefully,
He was too tall. He was so tall. I don't even.
you
We were
couldn't
outside.
smell.
I didn't.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes, men wear cologne, they smell
Girl,
good.
I turned 12. I wasn't smelling men at 12. I just was so happy to see my quarterback.
Your quarterback. Did you see Donovan? Did Donovan show up?
I did not see Donovan. I think he was in town, but I didn't see him.
I just want to
I
also.
talked to I saw Hollis Thomas.
Yeah.
I'm trying to
Trey
think.
Thomas. Or
Trey
Trey.
Tom I
Yeah, Trey
saw
Thomas.
Trey Tom I saw Hollis Thomas, and Trey Thomas was part of was with our group that we came down with. So he and his wife were really cool. We teased each other about, Gators versus Seminoles and talked about our time in college. On Friday, Brandon Graham and Jalen Carter came to meet with our group, and that was
Oh, that was so nice.
totally amazing. And Jalen Carter, I mean, he does look like someone that could break a human in half,
Yeah.
but oh my goodness, was he nice. Like when he
Oh.
smiled, you're like, oh, you're just an enormous teddy bear. And he came with
Yeah.
his mom, who's gorgeous
Yeah.
and funny. And it was, they were just a joy to talk to. And Brandon Graham, we all know Brandon Graham is Brandon Graham. It's
Right.
exactly how you see, who you see on television.
Yeah.
I showed him a picture that we took together like 10 years ago at an event.
Wow.
He remembered the restaurant. He remembered what the party was, because I just remember I went with a coworker and
Wow.
Temple. When I worked at Temple, we got tickets to, my coworker got tickets to this event. I couldn't remember what it was, but he remembered everything. He was so funny, talking about how he didn't have gray at the time. We both looked much younger, but he took time to talk to my dad. Like
That's so sweet.
it was a wonderful
That's
experience.
so great. I'm so happy you had that experience. I mean, from start to finish, the ability to see all these greats, see the legends, but also enjoy a well-played game. I mean, I can't, like, yes, you got to enjoy a bit of the game, not worrying so much about, it being stolen.
Yeah. And you watch, we follow the Eagles so long, it's hard to make like your top five or your top 10 list. My number one touchdown pass is still the flea flicker from Nick Foles against Minnesota. And I just, it's, first
The
of all,
Philly
flea
special.
flicker. Well,
Are you
Philly
talking about the
special
Philly special?
probably, the flea flicker is still my number one because that play, I've always loved that play as a kid. And where we sat in the stadium, it happened right in front of, like when he threw the ball back, I remember screaming out, "It's a flea flicker." So that is my number one, with the Philly special being number two. But the pass to Devontae is sitting at three now. Like, I know I'm probably, what do they say, a prisoner of the moment,
Yeah.
but
No, but it was beautiful.
it has cracked my top five.
It's just so crazy because they've been doing that play between the two of them since they were in college together at Bama. And it's just amazing how they just busted that out for us in such a beautiful way. Like, it was so unexpected. And then he's holding onto the ball and he's looking, and I was like, is he about to throw? Boom. I was like, oh Lord.
And Devon, I mean, I forget who the defender was, but the defender had his hand on the
He
ball.
did. And Devontae knows how to, he'd be bringing in. I can't.
But think about it, Alana. So Saquon drops that pass against Atlanta, right? And we're like, that will never happen again. Devontae drops his pass, and we're like, it's not go that it just won't happen again. Jake Elliott, we're all like, what the hell's wrong with my
We
kicker?
were going to talk last
Nothing.
week about our kicker,
Yep. They showed up when they had to show up.
Nick Sirianni. Wow, he's done something that has never been done. My Siri actually showed up because I said our coach's name. So I will say he's done something that's never been done here. The fact that we've got two Super Bowls that he's coached in. I mean, you're talking about Andy Reid's on the other sideline, who was
Yeah.
our coach for many years.
And I'll
He
admit, I
didn't
was
even.
one of the fans trying to run Nick out of town. It was funny,
Okay.
the Lions fan I was sitting next to, I told him, I said, early in the season, I wanted your offensive coordinator to be our coach next year. And then
Right.
he went off. And I understand his anger because it occurred to me they're losing their offensive coordinator to a division rival. Like, at
Right.
least
I was
Gannon
like,
went to Arizona. So he had some choice words for Ben Johnson. But I was ready to get rid of my coach and was hoping to get Ben Johnson.
But can we be really? I don't think that they give Philly fans enough credit for this. One, we are bullies. We do bully them, the Eagles, to thinking about changing some things. Okay. This actually happened like a couple years ago when we were like, we bullied the Eagles into having a run game. It was like 2 seasons ago. But can we just be real? Because at that time, we had come off that collapse. We're starting this new, season. And things don't look right. And the game that pissed me off the most was when we went for a 2-point conversion every single time, and we don't even get an explanation. Where you
Yeah.
guys are, you're being so, covert that you can't even tell us that either, Jake broke his foot or he hurt his ankle or something. You just are being like, cute in front of the cameras, and that's what pisses people off. Just be honest. Just say, you know what, like he wasn't feeling great. He was sick with the flu or something. But just don't BS us, and just give, it's the same thing that's going on with the Sixers. Stop BSing people. Just stop it, And so I actually have a problem with the national media trying to call us out, because I'm like, at that time, we were seeing things that did not make any sense,
Yeah.
and no explanation about it. None. But I do agree that Nick is a representative. Like, if I didn't know he was from Jamestown, I'd think he was from South Philly. He embodies the Philly culture wholeheartedly. And then I didn't realize this, but they said he was a wide receiver. And I was like, oh, that explains his whole attitude. I get it. He gets AJ and AJ gets him. But whatever he's done, he's worked his magic. Congratulations. 4 seasons, 2 Super Bowl appearances, 1 Super Bowl win. That's the most that we've ever seen a coach, contribute, I would say, arguably in the last 20 years at least, if not longer. But shout out to Nick.
Did you see him singing My Prerogative?
Yes, he did say that. He did say that there were times when they would start, playing My Prerogative after games. They did it their way. But that damn that I'm sorry, that Jacksonville game, I feel like we were all pretty justified in asking questions about why are we only going for 2-point conversions
Yeah.
and how is Jacksonville like getting back into this game?
Yeah.
I rest my case.
I'm
So
also proud of myself that I only gained half a pound because I literally was a walking
I was
beignet.
going to say, did you a lot of beignets? Did you get to go to
King cake. I had king cake. I had beignets every day.
Café
I
Du Monde?
tried
I hope
different
you went.
beignets.
Did you go to Café Du Monde and everything and sit
Yes.
outside? I love that place. I know it's like kitschy or whatever, but I like how it's like open. It kind of feels a little French, but we know that we're in New Orleans.
Yeah. The only thing I kicked myself because I had looked up some restaurants and there was a different place. It was called Cafe Beignet. And I was like, oh, I want to go there. But you got to go to Cafe Du Monde, right?
Yeah.
Because you're there.
Right.
I didn't realize they were only a block apart. And it wasn't until I got in my Uber and it passed and I was like, I
Ah.
didn't get to try that
Did
beignet.
you get some alligator as well? Because
Of course not. I am not eating
you're not gonna eat
alligator.
alligator.
No. I'm
I
not
heard it
doing
tastes like
it.
chicken.
I'm not doing it. I'll never know. I did see some gators on our way. So we flew into Baton Rouge. So as we were going to get Lake Pontchartrain, I can never say any of them right. But anyway, I saw some gators and I waved to them.
Oh, did you?
You are one, yeah.
Yeah, you are one. I would be.
I saw some, but I will never eat one. That's just
I
that's not
can't
right.
either. I mean, I jokingly say that, but like remember when Essence had just started their festival down in New Orleans? It was like early 2000. If it wasn't like 2000, it was like 2001. My family and I, we went down there, and that was one of the things. They were like, "Why don't we try some alligator?" And I was like, "I don't think I don't remember me getting that because I'm like really picky about things." But it's definitely a delicacy. Do you want to talk real quick about the other things that happened in the midst of the Super Bowl?
Sure.
Real quick, Kellen Moore. Thank you, Kellen, for finishing your job.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for finishing the job. He is going to be the Saints' new head coach. So now we got to go find a new OC.
I don't think he's going to have as nearly as much fun as he had this
Not
year.
nearly. Nope.
He should have
Nope.
stayed one more year because there would
Should
have
have
been
stayed.
another job that would have opened up.
Sure. And Nick goes, come on, Kellen, let's run it back. Let's run this ish back. That's what
Yeah.
he actually said on stage. And then he cleaned it up. But yeah, he's going down to New Orleans. Enjoy your time and dealing with Derek Carr and that whole thing that's happening down there.
That's crazy. I'm not being greedy yet. I'm
Run it
enjoying
back one more time. That's what
I'm
Nick said.
I'm gonna enjoy it till
I'm repeating
the
him.
parade.
No, I'm gonna live in this for a minute because we deserve it because we were the rightful owners of the first Super Bowl that of this century, of this time 2 years ago. Really quickly, NBA.
Oh,
Run
before we
three.
get to the NBA, can
Oh,
we
I'm sorry.
talk
Go ahead.
about what did you think of the halftime show?
Oh shoot! Totally for oh, Kendrick. I mean, it was very well. I mean, he's so good at symbolism and all of that. And I like the album, so I was like the album cuts I knew. What did you
Yeah.
think about it in person?
I enjoyed it. I think I'm going to enjoy it even more watching it because you guys saw all the angles and everything. And I didn't realize it was Serena until all of y'all knew it was Serena. And
Right?
I couldn't see as well. And then I was like, wait a minute. That lady looks familiar.
Right? She like looks like she lost a whole. I mean, she looked really thin on that stage.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm like you, and I'm not a big Kendrick fan. Like
Yeah.
I wasn't planning on going to the link to see him. I enjoy his music, but
Right.
gotta
Not
enjoy
enough
it. To
to deal
spend
with the foolishness
a
here.
ton of money, you gotta be a serious fan. But I definitely like the current album. Who doesn't like not like like I once the beat drops, like I never get tired of that song. I
No,
just
not
don't.
like us. I mean, just the pettiness
That's
that
what I
it
was
gave
getting ready to say.
us.
I enjoy pettiness when it's directed at someone that deserves your petty. And I
I
do
really
agree
appreciate it.
that, yes, Drake deserves it. I enjoyed, but I also enjoyed the symbolism considering who else was in the building, the
Right.
current state of the world. I'm sure people that don't share our views probably didn't even catch all of the symbolism, but sometimes you got to pop out and sometimes you got to say it where it goes over their head so they don't know what you're planning. So I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. Yeah.
I thought one, I did think he missed a couple of songs that I would have liked to hear, but for the
I wanted
most
to hear
part,
We Gonna Be All Right.
me too. It was that song. It was the Poetic Justice one, I thought, or In the Clouds, like out the one with Jay-Z. But I'm like, even those three not being there, but We Gonna Be All Right. I mean, he referenced it with the guy
Yeah.
sitting on. So I'm like, I'm just trying to read all the symbolism articles so I can understand.
All the think pieces.
Yes, because I'm like, girl, like, tell me where the Easter eggs are. But I thought it was a really cool concept, and I love the choreography. I thought the choreography was so, it was really good. It was really intact, and again, I mean, when how he led into one, I love SZA too. I'm so happy SZA got her time,
Yes.
got her, and that Black Panther song is my jam. But you know who really topped that whole performance off?
Who?
Mr. Samuel L. Jackson coming out as basically Django Unchained ish, Uncle Sam.
Yeah. I
I'm
the whole
sure.
thing, the whole thing was,
Production.
yeah. It was
Intelligence. I love
really.
intelligence. They said they
And
showed.
I know some people were criticizing, oh, it was boring or what. And I'm like, sometimes you got to leave things for like people that are smart enough to understand. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Ask Taylor to come and do her thing next year. Go ahead.
But also,
Ask
it
Taylor
was
something.
entertaining. I didn't need, like, I was dancing. Like,
I
I
like the beats. His beats are serious, especially that Not Like Us beat. Everybody is always like, okay. And then the A minor one, I was like, dang, he had a whole stadium saying that.
there,
That's
it was
rough.
kind of, it was goosebumps, like, because you could feel the vibration in that stadium, which meant it wasn't just one demographic that knows that line, like
Oh, God, no.
that there were 69,000 people that could fit in that building. That meant at least 60,000 people were saying A minor. That's how it felt like it was shaking.
It is, I mean, yeah. When he did Humble, I was like, oh, I love this song. You know, like Humble is such a
Yeah.
good one too. But yeah, when he dropped that beat, I mean, everybody I think was ready. And then he
And
said,
bringing back bootcut jeans. My shout out to my friend Elizabeth Wellington. She writes for the Philadelphia Inquirer. I haven't read her article yet, but I know she wrote about the jeans he was wearing, which
they
was
looked
so
almost
funny.
like
How
they didn't
many
look like boot
women
camp.
connected with the jeans?
I looked at the jeans too. I was like, dang. I was like, okay, I like their like jean look. I mean, it's, you know, but actually, I thought those were bell bottoms, actually, like a little bell at
Apparently
the.
they're like boot. They were boot cut jeans.
Well, they came in tight on the thigh and the knee. But no, I was, it's so funny you say that because I was looking at them jeans and then I kept trying to look at his jacket because it almost looked like on the back it was said Philadelphia, but it
I
said
thought the
something
front
else.
said Florida because I was like, is that a gator jacket? But it wasn't.
And then I'm like, does it say Go Bird? And then I was like, oh no, it's RII or something like that. And then I was like, I can't, I don't know what's going on
I'm
in the
like
back.
you. I was like, be still so I can read the jacket.
Right? They almost made me pause it. I was like, good. And I'm like, someone's gonna tell me. Someone will tell me what's happening. But yeah, this I thought the halftime show was great. And Jay-Z was there with Rumi
Rumi.
and Blue, but they didn't show Beyonce. So I don't know. I have to assume Beyonce was there. She just didn't want to be pictured.
I don't know.
No?
Maybe it was just Jay and his girls.
Oh, you know, she does. She did. She did drop the concert schedule. She did drop the
It's gonna be
whole
closer
her
to you. It's
tour.
not close to me. I'm hoping she adds more cities. Philly isn't on the list
She's
yet.
definitely gonna add Philly.
I hope so.
She will. Yeah. Same thing with like, yeah, that's like the first wave. But you know, the real hustle is to go to like an off city to get a lower price and better seats. So
We'll see.
I wouldn't want to go to DC again after what happened there. It poured down rain the entire time and it was just hellish getting in and out of that building. And I, you know, you feel for people because you're like, I want to see my Beyonce, but it's pouring down rain.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be miserable.
We'll see what
Okay.
happens.
Anything else on the Super Bowl?
No, I had an amazing time. I
I'm
feel like
so
I
excited
learned.
for you. I'm really happy that
I
you got
stayed on a
there.
riverboat, which I never thought
Like
of.
motel, hotel,
It was
riverboat?
a boat
That's so cool.
on the Mississippi. I watched barges go by.
What was were you did you feel like the movement like on the water or
No,
anything? Okay.
no. Now, when you went outside on the little balcony, sometimes you get that motion, but you're like, no, it's because that other ship is moving, not me.
Yeah.
But no, it was amazing. And
Wow.
it wasn't a cruise ship. It was a
Right.
river boat. So it's just the right size, right?
That's
Like
really
you felt like
cool.
everybody was kind of a family. Everybody'd go down for breakfast. You'd see everybody. You sat kind of in the same spot with the same waitress, so you got to know everyone.
That's
It
so
was really a great
fun.
experience. When I first heard we were staying on a river boat, I'm like Ozark. I was like a
Nah.
cruise boat, but no, it was a nice.
I want to do
It was
that
nice.
in Europe. Like I've had my eye on doing something like that in Europe though. Just
Well,
floating
one of
down.
those Viking ships that you see after your PBS commercial,
Yes.
one of those docked too. And I was like, oh, that looked very fancy. Again, not as big because there was a Carnival cruise line that showed up, which looked like a small city, but the
Yeah.
Viking
Yeah,
ship,
they are.
very, very chic.
It's a
Yeah.
fun ship. But yeah, that's
Yeah.
really cool. That is so cool.
What a cool experience.
Just
I have
crazy.
no money. No money at all.
Okay. Worth it. Worth it. We'll see. We'll see them again in May for our VIP passes. You know, to our event. So it's fine. You got time to save up for that one, right?
Okay. Well,
What is the worst?
that ends our talk. Not about reality TV. We will be back to reality.
Yes.
That ends our weekly conversation with each other and you. Please tell a friend to tell a friend and catch up with us next week. Bye, Alana.
Bye. Go.
Congratulations. You're a world champion, Super Bowl world champion.
Woo. Yes.
I'd sing the song, but my voice is wearing out.
Fly, Eagles, fly, and look forward to seeing them in August. Take your break, my boys.
E-A-G-L-E-S,
Yes,
world.
Eagles!